The problem with shout outs in that way is that if your name is Zuri, okay, if your name is Zuri, it can't be a mistake. Like, you don't go into a gift shop and ever find like one of those cute little name tags or something that has your name ever. No, that doesn't exist. Like, my hippie parents were like, oh, let's give her Zuri, which is Swahili for beautiful. No, nobody's finding these things and nobody's shouting this out on any type of TV show or on the radio unless it was intentionally made for me. This is way before Disney started having somebody named Zuri. This is way before it became popular.
Talk about yin and yang. We'll walk into that same gift shop. And the only thing that will they will on that little swivel rack with all the license plate with your name on it, the only one that will be left will be Michael.
Or Mike.
Mike.
Yeah. And they don't even, a lot of times if you have like a key chain or initial, they don't even have Z's. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, exactly. They don't even use a stencil. Exactly.
Yeah. So the energy is don't be afraid to be, a unique energy. And just because you don't fit in to, you know, what is being served, that's okay. Keep your energy up and people will magnetize to you where you are. They'll meet you where you are. That's the lesson of that one, honey.
Bring everybody up with you.
Word. Welcome to our podcast. My co-host and partner is expansion coach Mikey Starr.
And she's healthy lifestyle coach Zuri Starr. And together we make
The Empowerment Couple. We are the founders of the Omnimedia organic lifestyle company, I Am Zuri, and we've teamed up to bring you a healthy lifestyle podcast.
Each week, we show up to serve love with a special topic, guest, or hack to empower your life. Our goal is to educate, entertain, and empower you.
Walk with us as we chart a course to living your most beautiful life.
Your most beautiful life.
Never do that again. Are you ready to bring some energy?
You know what? I feel like the energy is ready to bring me. I mean, it's one of those mornings where I woke up and I'm like, whoa, okay, let's do this.
Same.
The power of a good night's sleep.
The power of a good night's sleep, the power of lucid dreaming, the power of being in proximity. Man, we have, like, the last 3 weeks, we have been on this... like in the vortex is like how Abraham Hicks would explain it, or high vibing, just like energy flow state is how you would describe it if you're like spiritual yoga, realm. Like it's so many words for the same sensation of being in a positive state.
And the thing is, it's like when you get into a really positive state, right, and you allow the universe to work through you, there's really no stopping it without feeling really uncomfortable, right? So it's like, imagine, you know, you're a garden hose and and you have, water coming at full blast through your hose and you should just let it flow. And sometimes when you're out of flow, you just have this big old, you know,
kink
in your hose, and you have all this pressure, and that pressure is going to feel, you know, something worse. It's not gonna
feel like a kink.
It's gonna feel like a kink. It's gonna feel like frustration. It's gonna feel like depression. It's gonna feel like anxiety. It's gonna rob you of sleep.
Overwhelm,
and it will cause you to have, you know, negative conversations with your loved ones, negative conversations with yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this show really isn't about dealing with the kink in the hose. This really is all about letting that kink go. Right?
And really understanding what energy is. This show is called Everything is Energy. And if you agree to that, because we talk about this on the show all the time, but if you agree to that, I had this moment last night where I went to sleep, Mike and I were cuddling, and then I was like uncomfortable. So I laid on my back and then I fell asleep and I fell into this deep, deep sleep quickly. And I had this dream and the dream went like this. So I'm in this huge place where there are thousands of people and it's some type of event. And I don't know a lot of people, but I'm standing next to Mike, and then Mike is all of a sudden kind of out of reach. Like, I can't get to him. And you know, if you've ever been in a big, you know, like a concert or something, you get like, if you've ever been in a mosh pit, no. If you've ever been at like Coachella or Burning Man or like these huge festival type things, if you get, you know, disconnected, you get a little panicky, like, oh no, you know, like I don't have my...
Your lifeline is...
My person, yeah. You know, or maybe he's carrying your phone, your wallet, your lipstick, you know, the typical
he's
things.
He's your ride home.
He's your ride home, whatever. But so I had that sensation, that fear of like, oh no, I lost him. And so then I go to kind of turn to go back to him and he's not there. Mind you, this is a dream. So I, all of a sudden he's not there. And all of the people that I could see were coming towards me as if I had to turn and kind of go like you would if you were part of like a herd of cattle. Mm-hmm. I had to turn and go in with the herd. Otherwise, I was going to get run over. And so I turn and I go the other direction. And as I'm going in the other direction, we're all being funneled into like a dance club, which is a good thing for me. I love to dance. But the dance club vibe was weird because I didn't know where Mike was, and I was feeling, you know, like a insecurity a little bit because as a female, when you're in a dance club, if you're by yourself, you know, become subjected oftentimes to people kind of grabbing you or people rubbing up against you.
I call them the leg humpers.
Yeah. So I was
it's
having
like a dog coming to humping your leg. Hey, hey, what's this? Hey.
So I was having this experience where I was walking through, and as like a woman, you know, you've had this experience. If you're one of our Empowered Posse that's listening, that, you know, you've been to a club and you're a woman, you get fondled a little bit inappropriately, right? So I'm having this experience where there's like more discomfort and I'm like, you know, upset. And I kind of, I'm aware that I'm dreaming, but I'm not pulling myself out of it. I'm like, what's happening? And so then I'm dancing, and then all of a sudden Mike is behind me and we're kind of like just dancing to the music. And I look at him and we're happy, and you know, I'm like, yay, I found him. And so I'm like in a good groove. And then all of a sudden, he's like kind of not fondling me, but he's like, it's not that kind of dream. Well, let me just preface this. It doesn't go wet or dirty. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
Rats.
So he's kind of like, you know, caressing me, and, you know, just we're dancing, right? So his hands are on me. And then all of a sudden I turn around and it's not Mike. And I'm sure you've had that experience too as a woman where you're like, oh, you think somebody's behind you and then it's not somebody who you want to be behind you. And so I kind of get scared and I like look at him and I walk away. And then we get into another section of the club where I can kind of see people because I'm then again looking for Mike. And this person grabs my arm, a man grabs my arm and pulls me close to him and says, like, I'm here. And I said, what? And then all of a sudden, this person, who I have no idea who this is his face and his body changes like as fast as a like flip book or a deck of cards. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, if you flip through something as fast as that, it's just like bam, 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 bam. And there's like at least 30 to 50 different versions of this person that's saying, I'm here. And as he said that, he held me and he was holding me really close. And I was like, what? And it felt really good. And mind you, I told Mike this story already. So he's just sitting here like, yeah, get to the juice. but, you know, so it wasn't like a story of like, oh, this other guy felt good. You know, it was like this feeling of like home and this feeling of protection and love and, all of the good feelings, right? So I was like, who is this? And so I, you know, continue seeing, like looking up, kind of like a child would look up and see like, who is this person holding me as I'm lost? And it's all these different versions of this person. And it's all males. And at one point, maybe a female, but like it went so fast that there's no way for me to know what it was. But what happened shortly after that, I woke up and I instantly knew that I had just like experienced lifetimes with Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Like lifetimes with him in the way that I knew it was always him,
mm-hmm.
but him in different forms. And then the instant realization after that was like, well, of course, because everything is energy. And if you agree to that point, then everything and every person is going to show up in human form in a different way, but it's always going to be the same energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's always going to be your equal, your match, your mm-hmm. your vibrational, you know, soul family or whatever you believe in. And so then I felt, but I woke up feeling like freezing, like so cold. And it's, yeah, it's winter, but like our house is super cozy. We had tons of blankets, always so many blankets.
And I sleep hot. So
and he sleeps hot. And, I just woke up freezing. And so I got up and I put on socks and I put on a sweater, which I never sleep with socks or a sweater. And, I went back to sleep. But as I was falling asleep, I was so comforted because it allowed me just to release and drop into a different version of understanding that our energetic frequencies are going to show up as different people.
Mm-hmm.
And when you find your tribe, when you find your match,
mm-hmm.
you're going to feel a sensation inside of you, the way a magnet feels a sensation when it finds another piece of magnetic elements, right?
Mm-hmm. That can connect with, exactly.
Right. And so it's going to feel a certain way. So when you find those people where your vibration is lifted and your fears, because obviously, like, we could totally dissect this dream, but that's not what the whole show is about. We could dissect this dream a little bit, though. Like, obviously, there was insecurity about not having, you know, about attachment, about having an attachment to your partner, you know, your soul partner.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was the realization that no matter where you go, there you are, no matter where you go, you're going to have a connection
mm-hmm.
and you're going to be safe and you're going to be held and you're going to be in this body. You're going to have vibrational matches.
Mm-hmm.
And the body is really just so temporary, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the key of this sustaining your vibration, we talk so much about in our Hold the Vibe course,
mm-hmm.
because it is just sustaining a frequency, sustaining an energy, sustaining resonance, or
another way for holding would be to embody.
Embody.
So you are embodying parts of yourself that that maybe you are uncomfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you are I wouldn't say uncomfortable twice, but you're unfamiliar with.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's going to be the case with anyone who is sitting on that huge project, be it, you know, a podcast, be it a course, be it a book, be it plans to build a house, be it plans to start a family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you are imbued with a certain type of energy. And I like to call it empowered energy because we are the empowerment couple.
Mm-hmm.
And it will cause your body to have specific reactions as if you were pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
You recall being pregnant with our daughter and, you know, one day you weren't pregnant and then the next day you were.
Yeah.
Right. And the minute that you're pregnant, your body goes through all of the chemical processes
mm-hmm.
in preparation. And I've heard you say, and I've heard other women say, like, you know, my body's no longer mine. You know, it's, you know, I'm giving it up to, you know, whatever is inside of me, the creature that's inside of me. So, you know, you have gas, you have bloating, you have headaches, and all that stuff. Well, all those things are all those sensations are also had when you are sitting on a huge project that you're just mm-hmm. not really allowing to happen. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have all these discomforts, and it doesn't matter if you're a woman or a man, you know,
we're all creators.
We are all creators. It
yes.
just so happens that women can create life.
But with a man.
With a man, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Let's be clear.
There's a tandem situation. Mm-hmm. So here we are, you know, here you are right on the cusp of launching this massively helpful and much needed social media course for
podcasters.
For podcasters and everything. And I've seen you work your tail off. I've seen you lose sleep. I've seen you skip meals. And it's because you are imbued with this empowered energy.
Imbued is such a word,
Michael. Check this out. If you didn't have proximity, if you didn't have a group of like-minded people in your circle, you would literally just be in pain. You may or may not deliver what you're looking for, whether it be that project or that family. You would just be uncomfortable because you don't know what to do. You don't know how to extract all of this information. There's no way of you connecting with someone and having that someone look at you and like, oh, you know what? You're close. You're close to letting go of this. You're close to opening yourself up to this. Mm-hmm. And going back to the whole energy, energy is everything. So if
and it's always in motion.
And it's always in motion. And you can know for sure where your energy is the minute you look inside. Mm-hmm. The minute you turn off your phone, you turn off the music, you turn off everything, you find yourself in a you know, by yourself, close your eyes, take a couple deep breaths, doing a full self-assessment, and what you may find is, oh my God, I'm not depressed, I'm not anxious. I'm just sitting on a huge project that I need to birth.
And I think it's that we assess our emotions sometimes, you know, incorrectly in the sense that sometimes we feel a overwhelm, but it's actually can be easily shifted, that 2 millimeter shift to excitement. Mm-hmm. And this is where we talk a lot about energy being like a jet stream, right? So like, or a rocket ship, right? But we talk about it being something that you can either let pull you in a jet stream. So like, you know, there are times when you're flying from California to, you know, the East Coast and vice versa, or you're flying to Europe and back. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for some reason it took you an hour less time. Mm-hmm. And that is really when we talk about the things on this season so far, proximity is power, positive on purpose, you know, empowered partnerships. These are all about energy. Who are you surrounding yourself with? Are they putting you into a position where they are pulling you forward to a point where you're like, oh my gosh, I have so much momentum. I am in the vortex. I'm in the flow. I'm seeing results. I'm getting all of this juiciness out of life. And here's what happens is that you might decide, oh, like this is too overwhelming and self-sabotage, or you might kink your hose and say like too much because this is too good to be true or I'm not worthy or whatever limiting beliefs you might have that are just going to hold you in a place rather than being swept up in that jet stream. Mm-hmm.
And I like the way you say the jet stream. I mean, yes, it definitely takes longer to get from one coast to the next, dependent on where you go. And the same thing is true with, you know, with the Atlantic, what is it? There's a jet stream of water trade winds or something like that.
Yep.
Where you tap into the natural forces of the planet so that it can jettison you towards your goal faster. Well, the same thing is true with empowered partnerships, right? Those empowered partnerships create that jet stream that will take you exactly where you want to go. Unfortunately, in order to get into that jet stream, you have to break free of distractions and comfort. Right? So as long as you're comfortable, you're not going to move. And as long as you're distracted, you're not going to be able to fully step into your body and control it in a manner in which it's designed for so that you can birth ideas, You know, you can give, you can birth a million dollar company literally overnight, as long as you decide, you know what, I'm no longer going to be comfortable. I'm no longer going to succumb to my distractions. And instead, I'm going to jump into this jet stream, whether it be an empowered partnership or a program.
Or a course.
A course.
A college, you know, whatever
it is.
Whatever that looks like for you.
And you jump in and boom, your whole life changes.
Yeah.
And if you are okay with change, if you know how to adapt to change, the world is your oyster. If you, however, unfortunately, if you are really prone to staying comfortable, then you are going to sit with that discomfort of that energy that's inside of you, right? So you're going to be physically comforted, you know, like, oh, you know, I'm not going to go out there and be scared and have myself exposed and put myself out there. But you're going to be sitting with all kinds of inner tension, like, dude, you have to get, like, imagine you are in labor and instead you're like, you know what, forget it, I'm not going to be a mom, I'm just going to hold this inside me. It's not going to work.
Said no mother ever.
It's not going to work, and it's not going to work if you are sitting on that book, if you're sitting on that podcast, whatever it is that you're sitting on, home improvement. If you just step out of your comfort zone, if you avoid distractions, if you jump into that jet stream, that energy will take you somewhere where you have not been before, and it will be delicious.
And it's universal law. A lot of times on our show, we talk about the 12, universal laws.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We really went deep in that in 2020 because we launched our Hold the Vibe course,
mm-hmm.
and that course is all about manifestation. And those of you on our Empowered Posse, you know, that have taken that course, we know, and you know, that there's just universal laws. It's not, mm-hmm. it's, there's science behind this. There is it's not woo woo. And I'm so tired. Like, literally, I'm going to do a reel today that says something about getting rid of woo woo, because we've all gone through so much in the past few years. Like, if we aren't having conversations about everything is energy,
mm-hmm.
and about frequency and about vibration, then what are we really talking about? You know, like, what are we really talking about? Because we have this opportunity to shift and change everything around us right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, always, but especially right now, I think that there's an awareness. I think that there's people who have awakened to their own personal power. And, you know, sometimes that happens when your entire world falls apart or
mm-hmm.
things get shaken up. And I think no matter who you are in this world right now, you've been through something uncomfortable. And I want to just say that what you were saying, like, you know, if you make the decision to get distracted or to stay safe or, you know, to stay comfortable, this is the human condition.
That's the experience.
That's the experience. Like,
mm-hmm.
nobody is special in that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, we're all dealing with the same exact things. Limiting beliefs, mindset, the desire, the core desire to stay safe, to keep ourselves safe. It's part of how we are wired. We are literally programmed to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of being mad at yourself for being just like everyone else, be empowered to know that, okay, I have a choice. I can make a choice to listen to my brain that's telling me, just go to the couch. It's totally fine. You don't have to do anything today. You can just chill, or like, don't do that. That's going to be too hard, or that's not safe. Or what if, you know, what if people say you're not enough, or what if you won't be loved? All of these things that basically always end up as I won't be loved,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Like that right there is what all of us are going through.
And, you know, you said that you're going to do a reel about woo-woo. And here's my take on woo-woo, right? There's the antithesis, right, of woo-woo is what? A reality where everyone is struggling, everyone is tired, everyone is like what you're saying, spending their whole day working their butt off so that at the end of the day, they can dive on the couch and eat a bunch of junk food, right? Well, when I see woo-woo, most of the people who are talking about straight up woo-woo stuff, they look happy.
Yeah.
They look healthy. They look tuned in. And they may not be the stereotypical view of success, you know, the big car and all the accolades. But the big car and all the accolades, those are also distractions. Those mm-hmm. are also comforts. Mm-hmm. So it may be that that person with the big car and the accolades has a great job where they're just pushing buttons, pushing buttons, pushing buttons, but their sole purpose is not being fulfilled. And then you have that woo-woo guy who's talking about, you know, energy and tarot cards and crystals and they can be judged as like, well, you're not successful, but they are successful.
It just depends happiness. How you define success. I have a lot of clients that do things not for profit, but for impact, mm-hmm. right? So it really depends. Like if you are wanting to do something and you want to shift energy in others, or you want to shift, let's say, policy, if it's like something for politics, or you want to shift, you know, consumer eating habits, let's say if it's for like food movement, but like those are impact things. You're not doing it to get a return mm-hmm. on profit from a energetic standpoint, from money, you know, from physical money. But money is just energy. Money is just a way that we exchange energy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, imagine if money didn't exist.
Yeah.
Right? If money didn't exist and we did things for the purpose of doing it so that we can all coexist on this planet.
Right.
Right? If money wasn't an actual thing, we would all still be working. And I feel like we would all still be chasing joy, right? Mm-hmm. We'd still be enjoying life. However, once you put in money into
the equation,
thank you so much, it distorts things,
mm-hmm.
right? It causes people to view what they're doing as a value, as a monetary value. So is my purpose, can I make money off of it? And if the answer is no, then they won't chase that purpose, not knowing that the more you give, the more you receive,
mm-hmm.
right? So
yeah.
I've been in situations when I remember in high school writing poetry and having that be like my entryway into my spiritual life because I was able to connect with my heart, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was living in a very head-centered environment in my family, right? So my ability to touch my heart was my ability to connect with the spiritual world, mm-hmm. right? So as that started to unfold, I started realizing that, wait a minute, everything is either a positive energy or a negative energy.
And somewhere in between, but it is all an energy.
Yeah. And, you know, when I say positive energy, negative energy, meaning an energy that makes you feel good, that pushes you forward, mm. or a negative energy yep. that does the exact opposite, right?
Right.
So I tried to make it as easy and as simple for me to understand at that age. And as it unfolded to where I am right now, where I have a yoga practice, you know, my every thought, action, and desire is for a purpose.
Yeah.
It's not for a profit. We are financially much better than we've ever been in our entire lives because we're not chasing profits, we're chasing purpose. Mm-hmm. And what I'm saying to everyone out there is it is great if you are living in abundance, you're making all kinds of money. But if you have that desire, if you have that little tinge where, you know what, I still need to do that extra thing. I still need to live out my purpose. Don't wait.
Yeah.
Don't wait. The time is only now.
It's always now and only now, and preach.
Exactly. And you know, we don't know what's going to happen next week, right?
No.
2019, we went from, we're going to have all these courses, and we do this and this and this. And then 2020 hit and no one saw that coming. Right. So all those ideas.
But the
impact that it had, how it fully unfolded. Yes. Nobody saw that coming.
No.
So imagine something like that is coming tomorrow or next week. Right. Mm-hmm. So now is the time to get those ideas out. Proximity. Forget comforts. Forget distractions. Get it out because we don't know what's happening next week.
And a lot of times I am hearing this discussion about time and time management, and time is just energy. Mm-hmm. And so where are you expending your time? Are you really tracking like what you're actually spending your time on? Because if you're not, you're going to be in a position where you're likely doing some things that likely serve no purpose, meaning they don't serve your purpose. And you're likely doing some things, and hey, I'm, me too, honey.
Yeah.
But you're likely doing some things that are pulling you back from what you actually want, and acting more like a, the opposite of a jet stream. What would that be? Like a
the black hole.
Like a black hole, right? And I can think of a couple things that do this to us.
Mm-hmm.
One is television, right? It's a major distraction.
Ooh, yeah.
For and it's an energy zapper, mm-hmm. right? So
misusing social media is big too.
Misusing social media. And because I work on social media, people say a lot of times they're like, oh, I don't want to do social media. It's going to take so much time. And it's like, well, yes, if you do it a certain way, it's going to take a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
If you let social media use you, yeah, it's going to take a lot of time. But if mm-hmm. you use social media to amplify your purpose, your mission, your gift, your offer, then it's going to feel delicious and you will move in that jet stream.
Mm-hmm.
You will move in the jet stream of like, I can't wait to do this, instead of, I don't want to do that because last time I did that. Well, yeah, you had a flow that was you basically being sucked up into a distraction
mm-hmm.
versus a jet stream, right? You're being sucked into the black hole versus being on that jet, being on that rocket and feeling liftoff and feeling propulsion and feeling like, oh my gosh, everything is happening as fast as possible because I'm in proximity to the right people, right, wrong, however you want to say it, but to the people who are lifting me rather than sinking me.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you want to be? That's really what it comes down to. Where do you want to be?
Exactly. And not where you want to be right here, right now, but where you want to be in regards to when you first stepped on this planet, mm-hmm. right? When you manifested yourself on this planet, you didn't want to be super comfy and distracted. You wanted to be fully unlocked,
mm-hmm.
right? You wanted to be unchained. You wanted just to have this wonderful life experience jam-packed with positive and negative experiences, each designed to lift you higher and higher and higher and higher
mm-hmm.
to the day, you know, when you're ready to pass, if you are lucky to pass, you know, with, you know, an old age, that it will be as easy as like, you know what? It's time. You close your eyes, you take a deep breath, and you transition. You
know, yeah.
That's the route I'm trying to take. And, you know, I like what you said about social media. And every time I think of social media, I always think of a hatchet,
mm-hmm.
right? Like a little mini axe. You people always throw those little hatchets and whatnot. And a hatchet is either a tool or a weapon.
Yeah.
Right? Dependent on how you use it. It could be a weapon against yourself
mm-hmm.
and others. The minute that you use it against someone, you're also using it against yourself. That's just the way it works.
Right. And the can I add something or I don't want to lose?
Go ahead.
So it's the energy you put into it, right?
That is correct.
So that's where it all comes is yes, certain things like an axe can be a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Certain things like social media can be a negative if that's the energy you're going to put into it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're following the wrong people, if you're watching shit that doesn't make you feel good about being you and the purpose that you are here to serve, bringing it back to service, to contribution. What are you contributing to if you're watching something that's going to make you feel like shit? Mm-hmm. You're contributing to that person's views and more people seeing that and feeling like shit.
And the reason why I said hatchet, I mean, I could have said a screwdriver or anything, is that a hatchet, you can literally chop down a tree on one side of the hatchet and then use the blunt side as a hammer. So you can build a house, you can build a bridge, you can build a shelter, you can build ways of cultivating food and taking care of your family, or you can use it to hatch someone else up.
And it all comes back to what energy are you putting into it? Mm-hmm. So the energy of not feeling like Mike was with me, then all of a sudden realizing that Mike is always with me, mm-hmm. I am always with him, mm-hmm. no matter what, allows me to detach and fucking live, yep. and feel good no matter what, because everything is energy. We are all connected. Mm-hmm. So if I put in the good energy, guess what's coming back? It's just vibrational law. It's universal law. That's the playing field we came here to play in. We came here to be these playful, joyful, enjoy the motherfucking ride.
Yep.
You know, like, this is that planet. We chose to come here, is what I believe, to play, to, you know, live out whatever role we are trying to live. And sometimes you're playing a role that isn't even yours. You're playing your mom's role or your dad's role or your boss's yeah. role. You know, it's like whoever you're in proximity with, you have to really check, like, is that what I came here for? Ask these deep questions. Like, this is not the time in your life, or any time in your life, I don't care how young or old you are, to be small and to be stagnant and to not get into the juiciness of why you are here, what makes you happy, mm-hmm. like, that you can make a profit off of anything. I don't care if you have, like, a scrapbooking, you know, desire. People are making millions of dollars on any kind of desire you could imagine. Mm-hmm. If dollars is what is your goal, you gotta back up, because I have rich friends. Mm-hmm. I am a rich friend. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you that, and all the money in the bank is not going to lead to fulfillment.
Nope.
And fulfillment, at the end of your life, you're going to either feel it or not feel it.
If you're not happy and you have lots of money, you're going to use that money to buy the distractions that you need and the comforts that you need to feel happy. But you will never feel happy. You may feel a little bit more comfortable. You may feel a little bit more distracted, but that level of happiness will not be attained unless you push out whatever energy that is inside of you that needs to be expressed. And, you know, when I was a kid, I was lucky enough to live next to this place called Magic Mountain in California, right? It's a huge amusement park.
It's an amusement park.
Right? Super
big roller coasters.
Big roller coasters and whatnot, right? And during one of the summers after, I think, junior year, right? I was like 17, we bought a season pass, right? A buddy of mine. And for 2 weeks, we went to Magic Mountain like every other day, right? And there was a mindset that I adopted when I was in this park. And I was like, listen, we're here for 4 hours, 5 hours. I want to go on as many rides as I possibly can, mm-hmm. knowing that once the park closes, that's it. Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. And so that whole mindset that I've adopted is your life, your time on this planet is very much like going to an amusement park for a day.
Right.
Right? It starts at 8 o'clock. It ends at 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. You have 12 hours to ride as many rides as you possibly can. Some people will go all the way to Disneyland or Magic Mountain or one of the other attractions, and mm-hmm. they'll spend so much time eating, mm-hmm. right? Oh, let me eat this, and let me eat this.
And that might be why they went.
And that might be why they went, but that's fine, right?
But no judgment.
But no judgment. However, you can kind of eat anywhere, right? So if you are on this planet, right? If you were on the amusement park, what rides would you want to ride before it ends?
Right.
So if you are sitting on a project, like, that ride could take you to heights that you've never imagined, only if you are brave enough to do so. Only if you are living a purpose-filled life.
And only if you tap into the energy that feels the best.
Mm-hmm.
And you already are here. You already, you know, decided to be a co-pilot. You already decided to co-create. You already decided to co-sign. You already decided to be a co-conspirator of Michael or mm-hmm. of Zuri mm-hmm. or of our Empowered Posse. You already are here.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're already here, what are you going to do with it? And how are you going to use energy, your energy? How are you going to use your energy to either pull you forward, or are you going to allow your energy to suck you back into this black hole?
Yeah.
You already decided. You're already here. There's a reason why you're here. I don't know your reason.
You already bought the ticket.
You already got the ticket. So, like, our job, our mission is to empower you.
Mm-hmm.
Our, you know, we throw in all of these different analogies, and really why we wanted to start this season with so much of a discussion is that, sure, we have a lot of episodes about resistance. We have episodes about manifestation. We have episodes about spirituality.
Pivoting.
Pivoting.
Like everything.
Our spiritual journey started so long ago, not in terms of like, you know, when we were born, but our spiritual journey as far as like, oh, wow, this is how,
mm-hmm.
you know, we came into spirit. I mean, just like thousands of teachers. Hundreds of thousands of hours and courses and, mm-hmm. you know, certifications and you name it. Like, we've been on this mission to heal, build, grow,
expand
mm-hmm. our energy and to now serve it back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not an easy choice. Hear me when I tell you, it's not an easy choice when you don't make the commitment at the same time to get rid of, like Mike said, distractions
mm-hmm.
and discomfort. Like, you're going to be uncomfortable. You're going to be uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And that's...
Or I said that wrong, huh?
No, like, no, no, no,
you
no,
get
no.
rid of comfort. Like,
yeah, you... It's like a... Those discomforts, right, are signposts that are telling you you are going in the right direction.
Which is confusing
it's
because there's
confusing.
A lot of spiritual teachers out there being like, just be in the flow and just go this way and this way. And that's true. However, that doesn't mean that you can't add the yin and the yang. So the yang being the masculine energy
mm-hmm.
that is doing the uncomfortable things. They're where all of this came from is very, very ancient teachings, and they mm-hmm. weren't teaching you just to sit in your $300 pajamas and eat ice cream mm-hmm. and watch Netflix. They mm-hmm. weren't, that wasn't the playing field then. Back then it was like sit in meditation, fast. You know what I mean? The ancients were doing things to find their, to master their mindset, to master their energy centers.
Mm-hmm.
So bring it back, honey. Roll it back to the beginning of where this is all coming from, because there is great wisdom there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can still sit on the couch, watch Netflix, eat ice cream in your $300 pajamas and have really healthy energy. But you've got to have the forward momentum
mm-hmm.
and the do activity.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's like,
it's this argument that I see happen in the spiritual community. And I was like, you know, we're yin and yang. We are to find balance. You have to do and you have to allow. You have to be and you have to, you know.
You got to give
yeah.
to receive.
Yes.
That is straight up. That is the most simplistic way of looking at life. So what are you going to give?
Yes.
And when I say give, I'm not talking about going to your 9-to-5 and working your cubicle and punching your card so that you can make rent. I'm talking about what are you giving so that this year, this time next year, either your life or the people's lives around you are significantly improved. Doesn't necessarily have to be a financial thing. It could be mental health. It could be happiness. It could be health. I mean, those are the true currencies. You know, yeah. Time and health.
Health is energy.
Is energy. And, you know, when you are trading when you're trading your health for money, you're going in the wrong direction. Mm-hmm. So if you are sitting on that project, right, and you are wanting to move forward, but you are uncomfortable, that voice inside of you that's saying, don't bother, you're making plenty of money, you're doing okay, that is your lower self. That is your ego. That is your mind saying, hey, I already won, I have all this money. Your heart is your higher self. Your heart is like, yeah, but you have this story inside. Yeah, you still need to sing. You still need to dance. You still need to, create that nonprofit so that you can bless the world with your energy. The minute you do that, everything else is going to fall to the wayside. And you may find yourself, I don't really need TV anymore. I don't need to fill my body with a bunch of junk food because, holy shit, I am content.
The only time
I'm not comfortable,
yeah,
but I'm content.
Yeah, the only time I really feel like I need a distraction is when I am when I'm willing to give my energy to something because I don't want to deal with something that's hard. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's like, mm-hmm. I'd rather avoid the challenge and distract my mind and my whole body from moving forward because it's uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And so anytime I reach, let's say, for the remote, or I reach for like some form of distraction, I know, oh, I'm out of balance. Okay, let me go rebalance real quick, meditate, you know, exercise, whatever that looks like for you. But for me, it's like, oh, I need to go get in nature. I need to ground. I need it, like, because I don't need a distraction. Mm-hmm. I don't need one.
Mm-hmm. Because you're content. You are listening to your higher self. You are living a heart-centered life. And when you're living a heart-centered life, life is just comfortable no matter what.
And when you turn on the TV or you get distracted, you're literally silencing your co-pilot.
Yep.
Your co-pilot is like, hello, Zuri, Zuri, you there? And you're like, nah, bro, I'm watching the Kardashians. Like, I'm eating, you know, popcorn. And like, I can't hear you. Mm-hmm. I'm offline. And as soon as you're offline as an intuitive being, which is all of us, because we're all energetic mm-hmm. receivers, we're all radio receivers, we are manifestors, we are antennas. As soon as you block that antenna, guess what? That's it.
We are spiritual beings living a human life, not a human life living or having spiritual experiences. And I'm saying that, and the time at that particular time was 12:34. 1, 2, 3, 4. So
yes.
we are literally in the vortex every time that we are jumping on the mic and we're serving. And that's where your life needs to be. You just need to be in the vortex all the time.
So here's what we're going to do. I want to give some energy back to our Empowered Posse. Thank you for all of the reviews that you have been giving us.
Yep, yep, yep.
They are wonderful and they fill us up. Here's one. I'm going to share one once per week on our show because I really want your voice heard. This is from A. Kernahan. And it says, energy givers, 5 stars. Yeah, baby. Pound it, pound it. You can feel the energy from these two through the speakers. I love the content and the way they have fun with the show. That's my favorite compliment, by the way. If somebody says, oh, you have good energy, it's like, yeah, baby, because that's it.
Yeah.
It's everything. You know, are you adding, you know, are you adding sparkle and air to the room? Does the room feel you when you come in? Or are you sucking the air out with your negative vibe, your lower vibratory, like, oh, you know, like, what? How are you showing up in the world?
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny how I'm glad you read that review. And it reminded me of my childhood. And I don't want to date myself, but I used to watch this show called Romper Room. And at the end of a Romper Room, the person who's kind of, it's like a online, or it's like a kindergarten class. And at the end, all the kids were gathered around the teacher, and the teacher would pull out the magic mirror, right? And the magic, she would pull out the magic mirror and she's like, oh, let me look at the magic mirror. And through my magic mirror, I can see David, I can see Chris. And I remember as a kid watching and like, okay, say my name. And I have a common name. So at least once a week, they're like, oh, I see Michael. And I was like, yes, I'm seen, I'm heard. Well, anytime that we get a review, that is like the romper room. That is like saying, yes, we are seen, we are heard, but we also want to show you that you are seen and you are heard.
Yes.
So send us reviews and yes. We
were going to amplify your voice too.
Yes.
So here's the other thing is that we do a question of the week, as you know, on social. We will start sharing some of those. And we also have an opportunity now for you to leave us a voicemail. So I'm going to leave you a link in our show notes. You can leave us a voicemail and we'll play some of those on the show, which is fun. And, you know, we have so many opportunities. We're going to do a very quick game. Quote battle? You down for a quote battle?
What do you got?
I got some. All right, so quote battle. We're going to use Tesla because...
He's all about...
Energy.
Energy, and frequency, vibration.
You know, if you haven't done a deep dive on Tesla research, I would highly recommend it.
And we're not talking about the car either.
No. We're talking about Nikola Tesla. All right, so first one is... If you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration.
I love that. Everything is energy, everything is frequency, and everything is vibration. All right, so Mr. Tesla, what else you got for me? He says, I don't care that they stole my idea. I care that they don't have any of their own. Oh, what do you got?
It says, our virtues... and our failings are inseparable, like force and matter. When they separate, man is no more.
Like force and matter. Wow, that's a whole different show about force and matter. I mean, that's beautiful. I mean, allowing things to happen and making things happen are two different forces. So, you know, talking about energy, there's two energies that I see on this planet that one, of course, is love, the energy of love, which creates, and then the energy of hate, which destroys. So he has this one that states, if your hate could be turned into electricity, it would light up the whole world. So we are currently living in a hate-dominated reality because we are fearful all the time.
And we are competitive. And we are looking outward instead of looking inward and just, you know, attack wars, etc.
And we are also disconnected from one another.
Right.
So when we are talking about empowered partnerships, we are reconnecting.
Mm-hmm.
We are reconnecting into the greater trajectory of human possibility.
Right.
So if you don't have an empowered partnership, get into one ASAP.
Yeah. And I think the same could be true with love, that it would light the world on fire, you know, but it would be not profitable, right? Like if we are all unified, which we are unified, but we have this illusion of separation, that if we are all unified, there's not a way to profit off of us, right?
Mm-hmm. Like the divide and conquer syndrome.
So, okay, I've got one more. My brain is only a receiver. In the universe, there is a core from which we obtain knowledge, strength, and inspiration.
Ooh, and we're talking about source. Here's the word.
Energy.
Source energy. So if you are connected with source energy, that's the energy that is giving you the ideas for that project, that story, that nonprofit, whatever it is, garden plans.
Mm-hmm.
So be a conduit for that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, open yourself up, get into your heart and allow that to flow out. And let me tell you that your life is going to be so much more enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can get back into your ego, stifle it, put a kink in your hose, chase money, and find yourself sitting on the couch feeling uncomfortable, unhealthy, and unfulfilled.
Yep. So, and this is the planet of duality.
Mm-hmm.
This is like, we are all playing in the same field. We just have different names for it.
Mm-hmm.
So if source energy doesn't work for you and God works for you, use that. Use whatever works for you. Like
quantum physics, the void.
There's so many different words that work. So this show was brought to you by our Hold the Vibe manifestation course. It was also brought to you by our Empowered Podcasters Academy.
Nice.
And we would love to see you in one of our containers. And we would also love to be part of your jet propulsion and take you on our jet stream, because we are going all the way up.
We're going all the way up, and we're taking as many of you as we can. It is the opposite of crabs in a bucket.
Right? No, come on, come all. Let's do this.
I'll grab the whole bucket and take y'all with me.
You bring the right energy.
You ain't being left behind.
We'll bring the right energy, okay? And we'll just be an energetic match for goodness and greatness and love and all things fucking awesome.
Zuri?
Yes.
I'm sending you the highest vibrations.
You are held.
You are loved.
All right, and Empowered Posse, we are sending you the highest vibrations.
You are held.
You are loved.
We hope this episode provided you with value, and we'd love to hear your feedback with a review, comment on social, or send us an email to hello@empowermentcouplepodcast.com.
Each show is brought to you by our healthy lifestyle courses that aim to help you live a beautiful, healthy life. Use code PODFAM and the links in our show notes to save on our courses. You'll also find our affiliates listed in our show notes, where we offer exclusive discounts on our favorite products that will improve your life and well-being.
By supporting us with course purchases and affiliate link purchases, you keep this podcast going and ad-free.
Ad-free, baby. If you missed something in this episode, each podcast has a show blog that is linked in the show notes.
Thanks for listening.
And allowing us to live our purpose and serve you.
Love.
Love.
So I referenced Romper Room, and you know, it was like the 1970s show, right? That's no longer airing. And I'm wondering, is there anything that's like it out there? And it's all social media. That's what social media is. It's a magic mirror, right? And we're constantly wanting to see our name in the magic mirror, and then we shout out to other people's names. So here's my thought. I'm wondering if the builders of these social media sites, I wonder if they had in mind the magic mirror, and I wonder if they watched Romper Room on a regular basis. I'm like, oh my, how could we reproduce this Romper Room? Because it was the highlight of my Sundays.
The shout outs.
Like, oh my, that's God. So like funny. I remember almost peeing my pants when they said Michael two times in 1 week. I was like, what? Like, it was intense.
That is so funny. I have no idea what you're talking about, because I didn't watch that show. I don't. We need to pull up like a reference video so I can watch this.
Yeah, we'll have to do so.
But yeah, everybody's. But think from my era, it was like when you have like those call in lines, you know, because like we're talking about frequency and energy. It was like when people can call in, and you know, is back before Spotify and iTunes and iPhones. And so people would listen to the radio and they'd be like, oh, call in the request line. And it'd be like, yes, this one's coming from Zuri and blah, blah, blah. Or
Quiet Storm.
Or this guy wants to tell you, Zuri, how beautiful you are tonight. Like, you know, the call outs, like the shout outs, those things that would happen on certain radio shows that you would listen to. And you'd be like, oh my gosh, I wish I recorded that on my tape, you know, like, or whatever you had. Like that's my era of being super excited about a shout out. And it's the same thing. So we're shouting you out, Empowered Podcasters. We're shouting you out. We're shouting out our Hold the Vibe tribe. We're shouting out our Empowered Posse today. Yay. Here's your shout outs. And we're going to do lots of shout outs that are similar to Romper Room and similar to my generation, which was the request line, or like TRL. Like, oh my gosh, when TRL happened, you know, MTV, you know what that is? Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. When they were like, you know, you got the opportunity to be on TRL and you've like, oh my gosh, I'm going to talk to Britney Spears or whatever. Right. Like, those things where you had some type of proximity to something that you were excited about, mm-hmm. really we're all just kids looking for that energetic lift from one another, right? Mm-hmm. And looking for our energy to stay up, you mm-hmm. know, like who makes us feel fucking amazing? Oh, I'm going to be around that person.
And just in case anyone has ever seen that show and they're thinking, man, if they just say my name online, that'd be so dope right now. So if your name is... You were heard, you were seen, and you were loved.